Party hard July. If there's any month to party, it's July.
It's July. if there's any month to slap some ass on the what are you guys gonna name your boat? Is the boat named Sally?
I don't think so. Yeah,
you gotta name that boat. You gotta get a little tramp. You gotta get on the boat. That's true. You also gotta get. You gotta get a little trampy stampy for her.
Any month to party, it's July. I love that.
It's good, actually. Got my ass in the water, toes in the sand. Beer in my... How does it go? What song is that? How does it go? I'm pissed off that I can't remember it.
If you were to get paid $500 to eat a Big Mac that's been dick-fucked by someone, would you still eat it?
No.
$500 though.
Mm-mm. No, I would not.
Really? But he didn't finish in it.
If there's still remnants of dick smeg, I don't want to deal with it.
$500, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe $500 is enough. If it was more, would you do it? $2,000.
It's got to be at least 10 mil.
10 mil?
Yeah. How much is your mouth worth? My mouth isn't worth fucking $2,000 to get dick fucked.
Are you eating dried mangoes?
Fuck yeah. From Costco. Welcome to the Bunch Grifters Podcast! No, we're not starting like that. Okay.
Opening up with a nice entry.
There's a lot of issues in the world, and we make jokes about these issues. But it's not until it hits close to home and it hits you. You know, you hear these things on the news like, man kills himself, man jumps out of a building, and then like, oh, you're the one walking down the street and the guy fell in front of you. Like, sometimes you see these things happen.
Yeah.
You know?
They do.
And this is... Where am I going with this? You'll find out on this episode of the Bunch Grifters Podcast, episode 31.
31.
The one where they talk some shit. We have some things to talk about this week. And we have some big news, because it's obviously a new month, which is exciting. I'll start it off with saying my name, which is Jeremy.
Jeremy in the house. My name is Brett. This is it, you guys.
We're back on Zoom and it sucks.
Yeah, it's not the same. I want to get the sponsor. I just want to get it out of the way. Guys, we're sponsored by Earneth Athletics. If you want to get successful in life, this is the brand for you. In those moments of trying to reach success, they're shitty, they suck. So the best way to do it is to embrace that suck. So hashtag earn it. And hashtag embrace the sun.
Yeah.
That's what Jeremy and I are doing.
Absolutely.
It's rocking. Cool. And yeah, this is going to be released on July 4th, the Day of the American.
Summer. Woo! Yay!
For all of our American fans down below the border there, fuck you and hope you have a good day.
Yeah. go fuck yourselves and have a hoot.
Love you guys. Big part of the podcast is the Americans.
I know everybody has it on their calendars marked down, but one exciting day after July 5th, which is my birthday. Yeah, very exciting.
I do. I have it written down. You want to see?
A big red star.
Look at this right here. I'll even show you. I'll point it right in front of the camera.
Look at this. This is his calendar book. Holy shit. This is like in-depth stuff. There's Easter eggs in here. Oh, there's so much lore. Jeremy B Day. Oh, look at that. Wow. Remembered.
It's in there.
It's smart.
Next to that, I have a dentist appointment at 5. So.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Nice. It's a good Tuesday for you. I love that. Yeah, very exciting. 24. Yippee. Yay. Woo! It's like, what are you going to do? I just heard fireworks there. That was crazy. Whoa, what are you going to do? I'm like, probably just have a barbecue. eat food.
Work my life away, you know, yeah. Slave away.
That, no, this summer's a write-off, like I've said. This summer is an absolute write-off.
I think you can still work and have fun and fuck a lot of bitches. So
it's true.
You can still do it.
It's true. Yeah, that's fair. It doesn't have to be a complete write-off is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's kind of like a voided check, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know where I was going with that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like when that NFT, what is it called? Oh, shit. NFT, non-fungible token. When you get charged back, I can't remember what it's fucking called. I don't know. Don't worry about it. It's a fucking stupid joke. Anyways, the reason we're setting this up is because this month is going to be what was it? Get fucked up July? Wait, sorry, shit. What was it?
that can be it too. It's
Party Hard July. Party Hard July. Woo!
If there's any month to party, it's fucking July. So let's go out, let's get after it. Let's party.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. I don't know.
Party into the head.
There's been some torrential rain pour right now going on in Victoria. And yeah, apparently it's going there. Up. Not a lot of thunder though. I haven't dealt with lightning here once.
She's been rocking here. She's fucking going. Yeah. A lot of convection happening up in the clouds.
It's an oven. It's an oven. It's a fucking oven. It's crazy.
It is. All right, yeah. So that's the month, you guys. We totally are going into this episode. Fuck, the energy's down. Hopefully we'll get it up here halfway through. But we totally thought it was still June.
No, this is a good episode. This is a good episode 31. Because we did want to film two podcasts. There was time flies when you're traveling. You know, we're such amateurs when it comes to traveling. I'm not staying in a hostel again in Vancouver. At least not.
No, I'd like to get a hotel.
At least not that one. Is there any other ones? No. It was fun. It was a fun experience. Not doing that again.
Yeah, I'm happy we did it. Happy we did it.
Happy we did it. Absolutely. But next time,
a
studio.
That place is with lots of bumps on me. Like, it bit me.
No, we're good. We're good. Cambi Hostel was still a great, great time. I don't want to shit on Cambi Hostel.
It was good. No, you're right. Let's get into our goals. Let's get that out of the way, and then we'll slam into what we got to talk about here.
So,
what was your goal last week?
It was to get another job. The issue...
Not your job.
None of the management wants to communicate. None of the managers just... I got a text on Friday saying, hey, when can you come in? And I said... I told you I could come in on these days, but they're on the weekend. So, like, I'll come in on Monday if you want me to come in on Monday. Didn't get anything saying they wanted me to. So, anyways, my job situation is a little fucked at the moment. Not that my job is at risk, but just the job itself and the dynamic of where I'm working right now. It's insane. It's actually insane. I don't want to say too much because I could get in trouble. Yeah. But all I'll say, because I like genuinely, all I will say is I have this joke. And I was chatting with Odette, one of my friends, Automatopoeia, one of my buddies at work. He and I were chatting. And I'm like, listen to this, right? And he's like, okay, what's up? And I'm like, so... You know how, like, Susan, there's another girl who works with us, Susan. These aren't real names. I'm making up fake names right now, so don't even try it. Susan, oh, Jesus Christ. She's making, like, what, $23 an hour. I'm making $23 an hour here. Where is it in the books that it doesn't say that men do not make more money than women? I should be getting at least $4 to $5 more than she's making based on the fact that I am a man. I've heard the thing saying there is a pay gap. Where is my extra fucking money? I should be getting paid more right now. What gives? You know, like, I want to have that conversation. Like, what gives?
I think she has a bigger cock than you.
Well, and maybe that's it, but like, what is this? What's with the equal pay? That's not how this works. Men get paid more for the same job. That's how it works. That's how it works, right? Everywhere. And anyways, I was telling this job to my friend, and Susan overheard this, right? And she actually started laughing. She's like, oh, that's funny, haha, right? She's like, how much do you work make, right? And her and I, we do the exact same job. I'm like, oh, I make this much. And she's like, oh, I make this much. I'm just like, oh, she's worked there for 2 years. I've worked there for 2 months. We're doing the same job. She's trained me in the position. This is Susan. Yeah. It's like, what's going on? Like, is there not a union here? Like, who, what is happening? So anyways, this has been an absolute chaos mess of information. And yeah, I mean, I'm telling it to you guys, this is my therapy time, so I'm not too worried about it. Don't DDoS me, please. But no, seriously, it's actually fucked. And the fact that it's even happening, it's just, it was hilarious because I was making the joke that I should be making more money than her. And then I found out I was.
Do you make more?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
This is how much more do you make? Not 40 enough. It's enough sense. It's enough cents to matter. That's all I'll say.
Okay.
It's not like $5. It's not like $5 more or anything. It's not crazy. But
what does she do that she's making less?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. She's doing so much more than I am, and I'll be the first to say that. She trained me, for fuck's sakes. Like, what do you mean? You know?
Would you change the narrative if you could, or are you happy with it?
Wait, what do you mean? Would I change the narrative?
Like, would you want her to get paid more than you?
Yeah. She realistically should be making more money than me, but they can't take the pay away from me. Yeah. So they have to give her a bigger raise. Pardon me?
Too damn qualified.
Well, no. It's just they can't offer you a wage and say, oh, oops, never mind this. They can't do that. If they offer you the wage and you accept it, that's the wage you accepted it at. And she's gotten raises too. Like, it's not like she's never asked for a raise either. But yeah, after 2 years of working there, it's just a big fuck you. Anyways, yeah, it's been interesting. It's been interesting. It's an interesting situation. The lawsuit's going in soon, so we'll give you guys updates on that on the Twitter. We'll be live tweeting the whole thing. It's going to be really exciting. This is going to be the biggest lawsuit. Biggest lawsuit next to the two people that shot up a fucking bank in Victoria a few days ago. Don't know if you heard anything about this. That. Yeah, some guys just went into a bank and shot 50 times and like killed a few people. It's just like, what? What's happening? It's just some fucking losers from Duncan. Like, I don't know. It's just strange. It's like,
yeah.
Why?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. You could rob a bank and get away with it. You don't have to kill anyone. Not condoning that you rob banks, but if you do it, don't kill anyone. Unless you, except yourself. If you get caught, one bullet to the head. That's acceptable. But you can't go around shooting innocent people, especially the cops. The cops, if a cop has a gun at you and they shoot, you've done way too many things to fuck up and not warrant being shot. At least in Canada. Fuck. Okay, well, hold up. Wait a second. In Canada. What? Okay, maybe not in Canada. I don't know. Fuck. This is, I put myself in a tough place there. No, cops are good. Cops are the good guys. I'm not a cop lover, but I'm not a cop hater.
So did you fail your goal last week then?
I guess.
Okay, I'm going to count as a fail because you didn't get another job at your job.
Another job at my job. That's
what it was.
I didn't take any more responsibility on, to be fair. But wait, what did I do different? What had I done last week? Did, like, I got offered like an interview and everything. Is that something that was from last week? No, I don't think it was.
Last week was to go to the gym.
No, I know that. Yeah, which I did. And
choir job.
Yeah, which I did. I did end up talking to them. Or was it the week prior that I talked to them? Now I'm getting my times mixed up. You can count it as a failure. It's okay. I deserve it. My goal this week, and it actually, you get to help me with this. And this is going to be a four-parter. I'm doing a four-parter right now. I just made that up in my head right now, but it's happening. I want a four-parter boot camp of discipline. So you can make the next three more in depth, and like we can chat about the next three more in depth. But for the first one, I'm putting you on the spot a little bit, and I kind of have some ideas. Like, I think sleeping I've been good, but like, what are the key things that you have to be doing? You know, what are good fundamentals? Like, gym, maybe that's what I do.
Yeah,
3 to 4, like 3 minimum a week gym. And I'm going to try and snowball that. 4?
4.
Okay.
Is that number one?
That'll be this first week. And I'm going to do that for the next week. And the next week, there'll be another thing added on to it.
All right. So you're saying that next week, we add on another thing to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's just, we just have one for now. It's just gym 4 times this week?
Yeah. Or do you, or, yeah, yeah. Is that so good? Doable, dude. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So doable. Let's make it happen.
Yeah. I for like sure. It. Me too.
All right. Am I good to hop in the mine?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so my goal last week was to have the last 2 minutes of my shower in the morning be a cold shower.
Right.
And I failed that.
Oh, fuck, so, really?
Alien on some shit to mine.
Hey, yeah. Respect the honesty.
It, there was like 2 mornings where I just didn't even shower, and then like fucking, I don't know, I didn't want to have a cold shower.
So this is one I just thought about, like for our, even just for ourselves, we should we should maybe look at making a story of our goals so we have them on the Instagram so we can go there and look at them, because like I need to be remembering my goal more often and like working towards it more often. I feel like, I don't know, I'm trying to keep it always at the forefront of like what I'm trying to do, but I don't know, it's
I feel that.
Yeah, it's good to just record it. It's just a recorded one. Anyways,
I'm sitting at 3 punishments, you're sitting at 4, and then my goal for this week is I want to bike the trestles up in Meyer Canyon once this week.
So okay. Oh, really? Okay, interesting.
12 kilometers one way, 12 back, so it'll be 24K in total.
I think my mom's doing that this weekend.
And then maybe that's hilarious. I'll set the GPS so I can like track my path.
Yeah.
Speeds and all that.
Yeah, totally.
Both of my fucking bike's good. I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure.
We'll have to do some work, but yeah, it'll happen.
Yeah. Maybe
some night. Oh, I'm going golfing this week too.
Really?
I'm golfing for my first time.
Hell yeah.
It's a 9 and 9 and 9 for work. So I hit the range last week. I was hitting the fucking ball pretty good.
Fuck yeah.
I'm going to hit the range on Monday.
Playing the game is so much more different. Like, have you played a game of golf? Like, have you gone and done 9 holes before? Oh, really?
No, it's like my first time actually hitting a golf course.
Holy crap. I'm hoping you get addicted. I'm hoping you're like, oh, because there's so much, like when you're actually on the field and you're like, fuck, this is, I got to hit the ball down there. It's so much fun.
I'm not pulling out that the driver, because when I was pounding that fucking thing, it was always going to the right. But when I was using the iron and whatnot, I was hitting that thing so far, but right down the fucking middle. So I'm just going to use that, I think. I'd rather hit the ball 4 or 5 times instead of hitting it like 9, 10 times, because I fucking put it somewhere I'm going to have troubles.
Can't find it even. Yeah. No, it's smart. Yeah. It's better to have control than power.
Golf balls too. All right. Goals are out of the way. Probably hard July. Joke. Was he going to get into some TikTok stuff? I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. The TikTok, but what's happening with that?
I was on the TikTok. I was on the TikTok because I've been posting some videos on there, and I click on the thing on my browser. It opens TikTok, and there's 2 videos just preloaded there. You know, it shows you these two videos. First video is this random monkey and this cat, and it's like new DJ Monkey drop pop mix, right? I'm like, okay, it's gonna be like a cool song. And then it's just 45 seconds of this monkey literally abusing a cat. I'm not even kidding. Like, it was just like grabbing its ears, pulling its ears, like grabbing its tail, making it meow. Like, the cat probably was playing and like liked it. I'm sure, because it just didn't, it like obviously, I don't know, though. It was so weird and creepy. And then you look at the comments and it's just like somebody's like, this is a good example of why you should stand up to bullies. Bullying is bad. And then like the person who made the video was like, I agree. And it's like, wait, what? Like, it was so fucking confusing. I still just cannot understand it. And then I scroll down one more video. And the next video is this girl. She's like, girls, this is for you. This is for my boss bitches and my boss girls out there. I am unemployed. I've came to the decision that unemployment is for me. I'm going to continue living this way and I'm just like, right? And she's just like, as we all know, men do make more on average than women do. And this is causing me too much stress to continue working at my place. And I'm just like, it's ridiculous now because now I'm making more money than the girl that I'm working with. And there's absolutely no reason for it. But anyways, that's besides the point. I'm definitely just like, what the fuck is TikTok trying to do? Like, it's bright. Yeah, like, why is it showing our account that? Why is it showing a bunch of grifters that kind of shit? It's weird. It's just weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyways.
Scroll through the bunch of grifters TikTok feed. A lot of big bitches with big tits popping up. And I'm just curious to what you're liking on there, so.
I don't like anything on there. What? Do I? Maybe I do.
Well, I can tell what we're watching at least, because whatever you're watching the most of is what pops up in that shit.
I definitely scroll every now and then on that account. It's ridiculous the differences between my personal one and that one. Anyway, I don't know. It's just like, because you have none of.
Wrong.
We don't follow anyone. That's the thing. We don't follow anyone, so like it's always just random shit. Which I kind of like. It's a little bit more chaotic. It's like a burner account, kind of. I like it. I know. I should start commenting on shit and just disturbing the peace. But yeah, anyways, TikTok's fucking crazy. Can I talk about something that I wasn't going to bring? Actually, this might be the thing that I talk about here. I just want to share something with you guys because it's something that I found very interesting and it hits close to home. I don't know. It doesn't really hit close to home, but I'll share my screen and I'll show you what I mean. Where is this? Oh, shit.
UFOs.
Not what we're going to talk about at all.
Unfortunate fucking orphans.
Voynich manuscript. Have you ever heard of this?
So this is what you're going to show me?
Yeah, this is what I'm going to show you. You see what's on my screen right here?
Yeah. Blurry, but whatever. Read it
out. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. That is really blurry. So the Voynich manuscript is this book, right? And it's written in a language that people literally just are unaware of. They're not sure what this language is. It cannot be deciphered. It hasn't been deciphered yet over, you know, the years that it's been found. Early 15th century. Possibly Italy is what they're saying. But anyways, this book is like absolutely nuts. It pretty much explains all of what astrology is. Lots of depictions of sucking the fetuses out of pregnant women and sucking the juices out of pregnant women and using it as like a form of like energy and elixir of some kind to grow vegetables. It's like, you're seeing this stuff on the side here? Like, it's crazy. And nobody knows who like actually wrote it. They don't know who was the author of the book, but yeah, there's some pages like this one here. If you use like six of the pages, it makes a bigger picture and it shows you all these things. Again, I have no idea, but it's what people think is like a book of alchemy. Like it's a type of alchemy that just hasn't been deciphered yet. And yeah, I'm scrolling through it very quickly, and that's just, you know, this is just the Wikipedia. You can get a PDF of it and stuff. It's just really interesting. It's so fucking interesting to look at because you can you can't read it. Like, there's nobody's been able to decipher it, which doesn't make any sense.
Wow.
Yeah, but I don't know. Just
suck the juices out of pregnant chicks and use it to grow their
babies. And this is what I'm talking about. Yeah, you know, like, it's there. I think that we're missing out.
Makes sense.
We're missing out on a different kind of technology here. You know, the spiritual like shaman technology that people don't think exists. Hey, what if it does? What if we could? What if you know? I want to believe in magic. I always had a fetish for Harry Potter.
Yeah.
To be fair.
Yeah, I'm going to send you the link of what I want to show you.
Okay.
Or should I send this to you?
Yeah, send it to me. I can put it up.
All right, I'll just put it right here. You can take a dive into it, too. We can talk about it, but I want to see you at a...
Where'd you put it?
Podcast research.
Oh, got it.
We might have to get one of these.
Oh, fuck. I see. I see what it is. That's great. Here, I'll put it up for you.
All right, guys. We're looking at this awesome invention.
Here. Yo, the Arc Premium Compact. Can I? I'm going to read it. Premium compact stroker with a tightness adjustment system for a custom fit. Arcwave Voy is a premium compact stroker featuring superior material, a custom fit, and clever technology. Adjust the tightness for a unique experience as you reach a powerful orgasm, only for $119 Canadian. It's like the Price is Right, but I gave. It's the Price is Right, but I gave the number away at the end there.
Look at the naked guy sitting down. He's just holding it, looking into the sun. Keep going.
Oh, keep going. Okay. Right there. Wait, we gotta watch this video. We gotta watch this video. I'm sorry. Can we watch this?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's not actually a video. It's a fucking debate.
Oh, fuck cares, eh?
That's ridiculous. Remove the protector lids. Twist. Okay, keep going. Fabio.
Right and tight.
Fabio. Oh, there we go.
There's intensity
levels. One size fits all never really works. That's about to change. Discover Void by Arcway. Woo! Stroker with tightness adjustment system. Find your fit.
I think it was tailor your pleasure.
Start by simply twisting through the tightness settings. Adjust the pressure exactly to your liking and
enjoy
a 360 degree pleasure experience.
Holy shit!
Pressure sensitive microglandular receptors with optimal stimulation. CleanTech silicone sets a new standard.
Sophia, you know what I want for my birthday?
Superior finish. The composition of the silicone makes it both hygienic and super easy to clean. As Voy is fully water resistant.
Jesus. Sorry, it was loud as hell. This looks... Wait. Sorry, what was she about to say? After you come...
Use the protector lids with ventilation holes allow convenient storage and effortless drying. Thanks to its compact dimensions, Voy fits comfortably in the palm of your hand. It has been ergonomically designed and is ideally balanced.
Wow. And it's balanced. That's nice. Balanced in the middle like a good knife. Now, you know, Thanos would be... One size does fit all.
Hold tight.
Now, this is strange that you went Voy. Hold tight. It's called Voy. Voynich Manuscript. Voy and Voy. How did we get Void there?
Oh, shit.
That was a double Voy. That's weird.
Interesting.
This looks great. Fabio looks fantastic. I love Fabio in this. Tightness Adjustment System. TAS. Choose your intensity. Arcwave allows 8 different pressure settings, which are easy to... Oh, my God. Yeah, upgrade your stroke game, guys. This looks great. Is there reviews?
There is at the bottom.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Do you want to read, or can you read any of these?
I wish I could see some bad ones. These are all just good ones, you know?
Well, they're not going to put bad ones on the fucking...
There's only 9 reviews.
The only bad ones would be dude, this feels too good. I don't want girls anymore, bro. Like Tracy's dog. There's gonna be the guy that says that, you know. I had to try this because it looks premium and it truly delivers. It's nothing like the cheap, disgusting, tacky plastic strokers. The silicone is super high quality. The tightness can be adjusted and you can just run it through water to clean it. When you put the caps on, it looks like a camera lens on your bedside table. That's good. It's sleek. It's sleek enough that you can keep it in plain sight and it doesn't look like it's something to strangle your dick.
Yeah.
That's cool.
They're not joking about the quality of this thing. It feels amazing in your hand. Super easy to use and wash. It doesn't get disgusting like the cheap crap materials. Definitely money well spent. We might have to get one of these. We should review stuff. We should like buy products. And
We should start reviewing sex toys together. Yeah. What's it like when it's and this is something that's nice. What's a sex toy like once it's warmed up? You know, once your friend's taking it for a spin, don't clean it. Pass it. It's like hot potato.
Yeah, you play rock paper scissors. So you get to use it first.
Yeah, nobody wants to use it first. Everybody wants to use it last. They're not joking with the quality. Oh yeah, you just said that one. That's great. Took it through airport security with zero embarrassment. Could replace all my strokers. Multiple strokers. You got multiple strokers. There are some good looking strokers, but this one is actually amazing. It doesn't look like a sex toy at all. They love that. The silicone feels great and I can just adjust the tightness as I like. Everybody's embarrassed that they have one in the first place. There's accessories.
Oh, check those out.
Arcwave lubricant. Toy cleaner.
Add-ons?
It's just cleaner. It's fucking ridiculous. They have their own branded spray. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay, you guys. Chill the fuck out. Oh, seriously.
Yeah, company's got lots.
Seriously. Chill the fuck out.
You can get a couple bundle. You can get the Arcwave.
Oh, the Arcwave Ion.
And the womanizer.
Wait, what's the Ion? The world's first pleasure air? Wait.
Air male masturbator. The last airbender.
Yeah, what the fuck?
This one's expensive, bro. It's $2.29.
This one I want.
Can you watch the video on this one? Is there a video?
You're damn right there is.
Let's watch this one, boys.
Have you ever imagined what a female orgasm feels like?
Wait.
Of course you have.
For men?
Now you don't just have to imagine.
This is a banger!
Ion, the world's first pleasure air stroker for the male body. Researchers found the fuse you never knew about. Now there's a technology to ignite it. Highly pleasure-inducing nerve endings, the Pacinian receptors, are found in the frenulum. Pleasure air targets these receptors with pulsating airwaves. This elevates stimulation and sparks a whole new kind of orgasm.
Oh!
There's precision in it.
He just goes...
We gotta
test these both. Look at his face when he goes... He's coming from air.
Orgasm. Ion is precision engineering. Smart features make everything work as it should. Take smart silence. As it senses skin contact, the ion starts and stops automatically. Clean Tech silicone sets a new standard. It's hygienic, durable.
Dude, sex toys are on another level. I'm blown away by this. It's only $229. It's only
for the boys.
This is crazy.
Superior finish. Maintenance and charging is simple. Just twist to open.
Twist to open. Just nice and easy. Splash some water on that bitch.
Turning ion to its
done.
When it comes to performance, details matter.
Details matter. Yeah. I want my dick treated right.
Jeremy. First review. If I wrote this review a week ago, I would have given it 1 star. It takes a few sessions and a practice to find where the sweet spot, but once you do, I thought my brain was going to explode. I just let myself go and let Ion do this thing, and it's a long-lasting orgasm every time.
Incredible.
Love blowjobs? Then this is the toy for you. No toy comes close to the Ion in terms of delivering that singular feeling of someone sucking/licking the head of your cock, and its great use of the air pressure tech you're seeing in more and more sex toys. Really hoping that they make more versions of this and improving on the premise. By the way, use a lot of lube.
I want one. I want one.
My girlfriend and I went halves on this toy for my birthday gift, and I just say that I have the best girlfriend of all time. I knew that the Arc Wave was going to be great, and damn, it was all right. It's so good at what it does. And what's the, you ask? Why? Giving you freaking amazing orgasms, of course, and like a fleshlight, which just pulls on your dick.
Yeah, it milks your ass. That's great.
Apparently needs a lot of lube.
Yeah, I'm down. I'm excited.
What's your views on this one?
Yeah, and you know what? I think I'm ready to buy one right now. Let's buy one. I'm not even kidding. Like, this thing's making me sound like, whatever. Let's get one. Let's get one for the team, you know? We watched Blue Mountain State.
Yeah. If they had these back then, they would have loved it.
Oh, man. Pressure. Pleasure Air. TM. They TM'd Pleasure Air.
This thing's amazing.
Yeah, totally worth it, it seems. 17 five-star reviews. I mean, come on. The toy is loud, but it works very well. Alberto, is it loud because it makes you scream? Alberto 77 just getting his dick licked whenever he wants. That's great. You know what? I think we end it here. I think this is a great spot to end it, because I want to buy one of these, get it in the prime right now, and just use it. Like, I am ready to get on this thing.
Yeah, let's end this then.
Thanks for our sponsor, Earn It Athletics, for sponsoring us. We really appreciate it, guys. And hey, you know what? Episode 31. Shorter one. Yeah. And we'll make them a little shorter for the next few episodes, I think. Keep the time down.
Absolutely. What are we striving for, Jer?
We're striving for a little bit of, buck tucking, looking, duking, you know, some of that. What are we looking for?
Having for 5 stars, guys.
Oh yeah.
Reviews.
Sure. Sure.
Hey, call to action, man. Call to action, guys. Leave us a review.
Please leave us a shitty review.
But give it 5 stars.
But 5 stars. 5 bags. Little Easter egg for the old fans, you know? The ones that stuck through and listened to the old shit. But yeah, you can find Brett at Earned Athletics and Brett P. Fligger. Where can you find me, Brett?
You can find Jeremy at Jeremy Gagney. He's always gagging on these books.
Thanks for tuning in, guys!